renewed emotions. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. In our last report, we revealed that a recent survey had shown that healthfulness was becoming increasingly important to consumers when purchasing their food and beverages. And now we delve into the emotions of food using that same 2014 Food and Health Survey by the International Food Information Council Foundation. Public dialogue reviews conducted by the foundation, independent of the Food and Health Survey, suggest growing intensity both online and in traditional media in conversations about food and the food production system, particularly among those with negative perceptions. However, given that only 23% of respondents to the survey report having had an emotional conversation about food in the past 6 months, it could suggest that those who are dominating the discussions and perpetuating negativity about food are a distinct minority. According to the foundation's president and CEO, David Schmidt, it's a classic example of the most sensational and entertaining reports getting the attention. But the data shows the vast majority of consumers are not swayed by the rhetoric. Schmidt adds that as most consumers are making health a conscious decision, they trust experts and organizations with the most authoritative training and expertise. However, on the other hand, it certainly seems that food has joined the weather as a regular topic of conversation, as half of respondents of the survey report having conversations about food that are not emotional. Julie Magpeak with Southeast AgNet.